So our reading is from Luke chapter 1, verses 46 to 55. And if you're following in your chair Bibles, it's on page 1026. And Mary said, "My soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Saviour, for he has been mindful of the humble state of his servant. From now on, all generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me. Holy is his name. His mercy extends to those who fear him from generation to generation. He has performed mighty deeds with his arm. He has scattered those who are proud in their inmost thoughts. He has brought down rulers from their thrones, but has lifted up the humble. He has filled the hungry with good things, but has sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel, remembering to be merciful to Abraham and his descendants forever, even as he said to our fathers." Chris.
Well, I don't know if that was the Christmas reading that you were expecting, because it's often missed out. But this was the song that Mary sang. It's lovely to think that she sang that song, isn't it, when she met with her relative, let's say, Elizabeth. And Elizabeth was also pregnant in her old age, and when Mary met with her, she sang that song. It's I don't know what rhythm she used, but it's quite a prophetic song, isn't it? It's not sort of mistletoe and wine, is it? It's got quite a punch to it about the transformation that the birth of this son that she's going to bear is going to have on the world. You might say turning the world upside down. But if you think about the reading we had a little earlier from Isaiah, it fits right in with that theme that the people living in darkness are those that see a light. So if I cut the pictures up, please. So the sort of theme of this little talk is thinking about those on the outside being welcomed in to the story. Those that lived in darkness saw a light. Now, I always find it helpful to try and trick Baptists into some theological error. So I usually manage it most years. So who was Jesus' mother? Mary. Who was Jesus' father? You see, you've got it right. So, of course, so often people say, Joseph? No. Because, of course, Joseph was presumed to be Jesus' father. But imagine, it's okay for us looking back 2,000 years experience, looking back on the situation, isn't it? But at the time, the accusations would have flown. The shame would have been born. And the question would have been, who is this child's father? And what is this teenage mother that she's allowed this to happen to herself? And yet, that teenage mother, that fatherless child, are the center of what Christmas is about. Joseph was a good man and did not want to embarrass Mary in front of everyone, so he decided to quietly call off the wedding. I wonder how Joseph felt when he came to that decision. How heartbroken was he about the dreams that he had? It seemed that what God had planned for good had brought only suffering and shame to him. And yet, he was welcomed into the story. I don't know what plans you've had that have gone the opposite of what you'd hoped for, or seemed to be filled with shame. And yet, those that are brokenhearted with shattered dreams are welcomed into the story. Joseph and Mary went to register in Bethlehem. Mary gave birth. She laid him in a manger because there was no lodging available. I love that line in the Advent drama. There is literally no room. If you need any translations, we'll just ask the Hugheses later to try and translate the American into English for us. So they go, Bethlehem now is actually is still a fairly smallish town on the outskirts of Jerusalem. It's only really important because it's near Jerusalem. You could say that they came from the middle of nowhere to outside of nowhere in a backwater. And yet, they were welcomed into that story. The angels appeared to shepherds living out in the fields. I bring you good news that will bring great joy to all people. I'm sure you're aware that shepherds were really looked down on, despised. They weren't the sort of people that should find out about the birth of a king. They would be the last to know and would not be invited to the coronation ball. And yet God chooses these people to welcome into his story. The overlooked and excluded, working to make ends meet, welcomed into the story. If you think about zero-hour contracts today, well, the shepherds had sort of like worse than zero-hour contracts, didn't they? They just had to work day and night, every day of the year. And yet, when they heard this great news, they chose to be part of that story. I guess they could have sat there and gone, well, that was quite amazing. Angels appearing to us on the hillside. It's a bit scared the sheep a little. But let's get them all calmed down again and go back to sleep. We know what's happening. It's not really anything to do with us. But actually, they chose to go into the story, to go deeper into God's purposes and plans. Faraway scholars watching the skies, the star they'd seen in the east went on ahead of them until it stopped over where the child was. So hopeful travellers looking for answers were welcomed into the story. You know, the wise men, the magi, really break all the rules. They're not from Israel, they're not part of the people of Israel. They were probably, magi is the word from which you get magician, so they were probably occult, looking in all the wrong places for the answers. And yet, God spoke to them in a way that they could understand and drew them, gave them the choice to come in to the story and to worship Jesus. Of course, they took rather a long time to get there because they went via Herod's palace. This turns out to be a very bad idea. But they were looking for Jesus where they thought a king should be born. And they had to learn that God's ways were quite different to their ways. But they were still welcomed into the story. So from the first Christmas to today, Jesus turns the world outside in. Everyone is included. Everyone is invited. So look to your left and to your right. They're invited. But you know what? That means you're invited too. Whatever your situation, whatever brokenness you come in this morning, whatever path that you've trodden to come to the manger, you are invited into that story. Let's pray. Holy Spirit of God, we thank you that you reached out to bring light into darkness. And so today I pray that to each of our lives that you would bring greater light, greater revelation of who Jesus is, who we are, and how we can be in relationship with you. So come, Holy Spirit, draw your people to yourself. We thank you for your love poured out and made manifest in Jesus Christ. Be with us all this Christmas, we pray. Amen.